Welcome back to another episode of Parenting in Progress. I'm Corey.
I'm Jordan.
And we're the Welches. Welcome back to another episode. Vacation Part 2 is what we're going to be talking about today. In this episode, we're going to talk about our recent trip to Florida. So it is a little bit different than the one that we just got done talking about in the previous episode where we just drove out to Colorado, had about 4 or 5 days out there. This one involves a plane, which kind of escalates the whole thing just a little bit. It's something totally different we had no experience with, and we really didn't know what to expect. We were hoping for the best. It actually really wasn't too bad. The flights were really easy. Actually, the flight out, it went off without a hitch.
Yeah, I mean, I was really nervous leading up to the flight. Like, we've flown before, but our daughter hasn't flown. So just what to pack, what do we need? I want to make sure that I have everything without having a tremendous amount of luggage to carry around. So there was a lot of questioning, a lot of pre-planning, but yeah, overall it went well.
So we left really early in the morning. I'm trying to remember, our flight was at,
I think it was at 10.
That's what I was going to say, was 10.
Yes. And we planned to be at the airport at 8, and it's about a 2-hour drive.
And so, you know, our idea was, hey, we could have got a hotel down there if we really wanted to. Wouldn't have had to have woken up as early. Could have had maybe a little breakfast, all that stuff. We're like, you know what? We're going to save that cost. We're going to travel, because that early in the morning, Carly's going to sleep in the car ride, you know, 2.5 hours down there. Well, newsflash, she did not.
I think we left about 5:45 in the morning or so. And I was thinking, okay, like, we're going to take Carly right out of the bed. We're going to put her in the car seat, leave her in her pajamas, and have everything packed in the car before we wake her up and put her in the car seat. Thinking that, you know, oh, we'll get 15 minutes down the road, she'll fall back asleep. Nope, never did. And that was something I was not planning for, because then again, I had to be in the back entertaining that in the morning on the way to the airport.
Yeah, so we got there. We made it. Got there, got parked, got all the luggage out of the car, got into the terminal, went through TSA, which was pretty easy for the most part. It wasn't too bad. And then we were sitting there waiting for the flight. So we're like, heck, we're going to go get some breakfast. We're going to kill some time here instead of just sitting in one spot, not allowing Carly to run around as much. I mean, obviously, you know, we get away from people just a little bit, so she had some space that she could move. Not like we're just locked into a seat like you kind of are on the plane. Breakfast definitely helped us kill some time.
Yeah, she is all about food. And since she was awake, since she didn't sleep, it's like we might as well feed her now, hoping that she would sleep on the plane. It would kill some time. And just getting her up and moving. Like, she's a toddler at this stage. Running around, sitting down is not her thing. So it was more of a, if I can get her to eat, we can sit down for a little bit. We can eat. We can have some coffee, get some caffeine in us. And the nice thing about that airport is, you know, a few yards away, they had a cute little toddler play area. So as soon as we got done eating, you were sitting there waiting to hear for the call to board. And Carly and I were over playing, killing some time, getting some energy out before she was going to have to sit. And we didn't have a seat for her, so she was going to have to sit on our laps. So we want to get out as much energy as possible.
We also packed a bunch of snacks. We packed some quiet toys. We also packed a few loud ones, but tried to pack some quiet toys for the plane ride. We did get some books out because she loves reading and flipping through pages of books, even if you don't. We had her lovey, obviously a pacifier we did take. We didn't want her to have that all the time, but we were prepared to have plan B if needed. One of those plan Bs would be, an iPad with Miss Rachel downloaded and an hour of it. So hopefully she would at least get entertained to that. We also got her, we never used them, but we got her a little band that had some speakers in them and they Bluetoothed. I hooked them up to my iPad. And so that way, if it did come down to Miss Rachel or watching something, it wouldn't have to be on speaker and be annoying to the rest of the people. But we never did get to try that. We actually returned them just because we never did try it because she was such a good girl on the plane.
Yeah. And I, you know, we've all been on flights where there's a crying child and we understand that the parents are doing everything that they can, but when we didn't want to have to deal with that, we didn't want to be like, oh my gosh, everybody's looking at us. Everybody's staring at us, like be quiet. And we're trying everything. So I wanted to be over prepared. And if she had to listen to Miss Rachel for a little bit, I didn't care because I wanted it to have a peaceful ride for everyone on the plane.
Yeah. And luckily the plane was not full and we did have one person sit next to us and then his family was sitting on the other side of the aisle. And the plane was so empty, he went over there and sat by his son once we were headed, you know, we had left the terminal, headed out to the tarmac. And so it allowed us to space out just a little bit. And Carly, we took off. She was fine. She liked it. We got in the air maybe 20 minutes max. Jordan started nursing her to get ready for a nap because it was kind of becoming, it really wasn't nap time. But we knew she was going to need a nap for as early as she woke up. She was down to one nap a day at that point. But we knew we'd need a little bit of a pep in our step. So Jordan nursed her and she fell asleep. Slept majority of the ride until we were pretty much about to start to descent, which was about another 30 minutes till we hit the ground. It was pretty easy peasy lemon squeezy.
Yeah, I have no complaints. It went really well. She did make my arm hurt a little bit, having to hold her while she's sleeping, but that's it.
Yeah, we really lucked out with the flight where it wasn't packed either. It could have been a little bit of a different story too. So we got to Florida, got the rental car, drove down to Destin where we stayed. We actually had a condo booked at a certain place there. I forget the name of it, but it doesn't really matter. But we had a condo booked. It was a two-bedroom condo. And so it had a main living quarters, had like a small kitchen, then it had two bedrooms and two bathrooms. It was really nice. It was only about 10 minutes from the beach. We had to cross kind of a main highway there, the main highway in Destin, if you guys have ever been there. We did have to walk across that. Wasn't too bad. So it was pretty good. It had its own splash pad, had its own pool. Now, when we were looking at this, Jordan's like, okay, do we take a pack and play? Do we not? And because we're looking, it has bunk beds, but yet we didn't trust Carly to lay in one of the bunk beds. You know, it was 2-3 feet off the ground. And we're like, oh, heaven forbid she rolls off. And so I told Jordan, I'm like, hey, I got an idea. If all else fails, pull the bed out of one of those bunk beds, put it in the living room or something and lay it on the floor. Then it's only a 6-inch drop, you know? And it was carpeted, so it's not like it'd be anything. And you could put pillows around it. So it was actually about perfect. We pulled it out of the bunk bed, set it on the floor of that bedroom, which there wasn't much room there once the bunk beds were in it. Just enough space for the mattress. We stuffed pillows, all the pillows in there around the mattress, so there was no real cracks or anything that she couldn't get caught in. And shut both of the doors. It was dark. We had set up the Nanit up above her. It monitored her just like it did at home once we got it all connected. We had the hatch, we connected it, and it was just like a little room away from home. And she loved it. She went to sleep every night and slept all night long.
Yeah, I was really nervous about the sleep situation there because none of the condos that I were looking at had pack and plays. I didn't really want to rent one there. I didn't really want to pack one and fly with it, you know, on top of all the other luggage that we had. And I did a lot of Google searches on ways for toddlers to sleep in traveling and little toddler bed things, but all of them are too big to pack on a flight. And I was kind of nervous of her sleeping on the mattress, but it worked out perfectly. The size of that room that she really didn't have any space to roll off. There was just, like you said, a little bit of cracks that I didn't want her to get an arm or a leg stuck in, but thankfully we had the nanite and we could watch her. It kind of put my mind at ease a little bit to see how she was doing sleeping in a different place and, you know, away from us, not in our room. She did well. I think there was one little hiccup where she woke up in the middle of the night and got her back to sleep, and she was good to go. Naps were good in there too.
100%. She has been a good sleeper through and through, knock on wood. I know not every kid is like that, and I hope all of ours is like her. One thing that we prepared quite a bit. We are overpackers, as we mentioned in the previous episode. We definitely tend to overpack and sometimes overcomplicate, I'll even say. It's a lot of luggage and sometimes creates more headaches. But one thing we did not plan on at all is about 3 days into the vacation, Carly was a mess at about 10 o'clock in the morning. It get to be about 10 o'clock, which we woke up about 7 o'clock, 7 or 8 every morning-ish, probably.
We're in a different time zone, but I don't think that really messed with us too much.
No, and I don't really think it messed with her a whole lot either. When you are running hard for 3 days straight, it was enough for her to where she was getting tired. I mean, you think about work. If you've got a 3 days of really hard, long day work that's just consistent, you get worn down over time. She got worn down over those 3 days that we were there. And we really noticed, we'll talk about it in a bit, but we noticed it. Number one was when we went on a dolphin cruise. It was about 10 o'clock in the morning, a little earlier than that. She was a fuss bucket. And she was just, you couldn't soothe her. You couldn't do anything. She just acted tired.
And it was hard because if we wanted her to sleep in the afternoon, we wanted her to have a good afternoon nap, but we didn't want her to sleep through lunch, because that's happened before where she slept through lunch and then her nap was later. And then we wanted to be as consistent as possible with her so we can all enjoy our vacation as much as possible. So she did have a little bit of car naps in between where we were going, and we let her sleep. I think when we first got there, we went to Walmart and she was sleeping in my arms at Walmart, and that Walmart was packed. So she was a tired girl to be able to sleep through the chaos of Walmart in my arms.
Yeah. And that would have been about her normal nap time is kind of when we landed, was right after, you know, about that 1 o'clock time frame. So yeah, that was one thing we did not plan on. So we ended up having to go to 2 day naps. And so about 10 o'clock, she'd take hour and a half nap. And then about probably 2 o'clock, she would then take another hour, sometimes 2 hour naps, which we had planned on those. So our itinerary kind of lined up with her sleep schedule there. Well, when you take a vacation in Florida, you got to go to the beach.
For sure. You've been to Florida before. I haven't. So I was excited to go to another beach.
Yeah, and it only being 10 minutes away, we obviously walked down there. We took our stuff down there, crossed the big highway. I had never been to that type of sand of beach. It's not a hot beach. It's really white, but the sand was warm. It wasn't hot. You could run around barefoot. It was very fine. It was a sugar sand beach. If you've ever been to one of those beaches in Florida, it is some of the best sand I had ever been on. And I haven't been on a boatload of beaches, but it was by far the favorite sand. And that was really nice. But the worst part was that sugar sand literally got stuck to everything. It was all over everything.
Yeah, that's what, it was so nice because it wasn't hot and you could walk barefoot on the sand, and Carly could walk barefoot on the sand and not have your feet be burning. But it reminds me of kinetic sand. Like, it just stuck to your hands. And if your hands were a little bit wet, yep, everywhere. And oh gosh, Carly's first experience with this beach was, I don't know how to explain it. Like, she liked it, but she didn't like it.
Yeah, so she watched the water, and it was just a small little public area. We didn't go to like a big beach or anything like that. It was just a little tiny, probably 30-foot wide public beach access there. And we first started playing in the sand because we kind of knew, hey, this sand, if you get it wet, probably going to stick to everything. And we bought her some sand toys before we went, and she kind of liked them. She just kind of liked digging and putting, you know, we had some stamps that would stamp like a turtle or a crab and stuff like that in the sand. She didn't really care about those as much. She had a shovel and a rake and a pail. And she would scoop that sand up, put it in the pail, and dump it somewhere. Then she'd scoop that sand up, put it in the bucket, dump it somewhere.
And we had to show her what to do. I mean, we don't have a sandbox at home. I don't think I've ever taken her to any place with a sandbox before this trip. So she'd had no idea what the sand stuff was, why it was sticking everywhere, and what she was supposed to do with it. So we definitely had to show her what to do. And then she kind of picked up on it and liked it a little bit.
Yeah. And so then we're like, hey, you know, we brought her a little life jacket that we went to the pool and stuff with before, because we kind of got her ready before going to Florida. We're like, hey, we're going to stick this on. We're going to stick her in the ocean. Hopefully it's close to like the pool. Well, the worst part, when we were there, the waves were fairly rough. They weren't really rough, but it wasn't really calm. And that part, you gotta get out past where those waves start to break to where it's a lot nicer. And she didn't mind it. She clanged on to you. You know, she never floated by herself, which she doesn't really in a pool. She doesn't like floating by herself. She wants to hold on to somebody yet. And I think part of that is the swimming lessons that she was doing and stuff. She just didn't want to get dunked, which we weren't going to dunk her in salt water or anything like that. We were not going to try that piece of it. We just wanted her to enjoy the coolness of the water. But they ended up being pretty rough. She got tired of it pretty quick. I mean, overall, she didn't mind it, but in about an hour's worth of time, she was done with the beach. She had sand kind of all over. It was on her hands and stuff like that. And we would go to the water, get her little pail, get some ocean water out of it, and we'd rinse some stuff off so you didn't have sand everywhere. We'd go to the showers. They had showers up there by the hotels there along the beach, and we would shower off a little. But it was about an hour and she was done, which, needless to say, the whole time we're there, it's hotter than I had been in Florida in a long time. Like, it was hot. I mean, usually you get a breeze off the ocean and it's not super bad, but there was no breeze pretty much the whole time we were there. It was really hot. And so if you didn't lather up in sunscreen, stuff like that, it got you. And that could be part of her getting tired too, is when you're in the sun.
Well, and I think she didn't, like I said, she didn't really know what to do with the sand. She couldn't really enjoy the water. She liked her life jacket, but then she wanted it off. And it's like, well, you can't go in the water without it off. You know, we'd sit on the edge of the beach and have the waves hit us on their feet. But we could only do that for so long with her. And then I remember looking at you like, she's done. Like, we got to go. So it wasn't kind of the beach vacation that you and I were used to. I think this time next year, she'd enjoy it a lot more. But we just went kind of each morning to the beach for an hour or so. First thing before it got super hot, and then went on with the rest of our day.
A lot of the times when we got done at the beach, we would actually go back to the condo and we'd go to the pool. And that way we were just kind of wet for the morning and then you could go do stuff. But we just kind of went to the pool a lot of the time after the beach. And you were kind of rinsed off. You're already wet. She loved the splash pad. It had a splash pad there that was pretty good. She loved it. She liked the little itty bitty fountains rather than the bigger ones, but she had a lot of fun. Probably the worst part of it was she did not grasp the concept that the concrete's hot. Mm-hmm. And it's not that it ever burned her feet. I tell you what, my feet almost got burned a couple of times chasing after her, though.
Which it's to be expected. But when she's running all over and then you got to take off after her and you don't have your shoes on, and she doesn't have her shoes on, it got hot pretty quick. And we had swimming lessons. I think that's another topic for another episode. But she had swimming lessons prior to this and learned a few things. And she liked the pool. She didn't want to float. Like you said, she didn't want to float on her own. She liked to be held. And then she had learned how to get out of the pool, which is great. But that's all she wanted to do. She'd want to go to the edge, crawl out, stand there and look at you and grin and then try to bring her back in. And then she'd try to run off. Like, she was fun. It was definitely a different swimming experience for sure.
Yeah, and you know, when we went in July, we didn't really know this, but it was the rainy season. Every afternoon when we were at the pool, it was always cut short, which we probably would never spent more than an hour or too much more there anyway. But probably about 40 minutes into it, oh, lightning detected, gotta go. And then it'd come in and rain. And that happened every single time we went to that pool. Every single time, which was a little annoying, but then to a point we just expected it.
Well, at one point it's like, you know what? It was time for us to go anyway. We got to go get around to go eat. So it was fine. I'm glad we found a pool with a, or a condo with a splash pad though. That was something I really wanted to look for because I know that she wasn't independent swimming yet. And I know that she likes splash pads. So that really narrowed down where we were staying, but I'm glad we got our use out of it.
So one of the sites we went and saw, we went, I don't remember what town it was, but we went to a golfarium is what it's called. It's kind of a sea life mini zoo type deal is what it is. Got some manatees in there. It's got dolphins, a lot of creatures from the sea that you can go and look at. We kind of made a mistake and we did it in the afternoon. We had scheduled for us to go in the afternoon a little bit and it was hot. Of course, by then, Carly was sleeping on the way over there. It was about a, I don't know, 30, 40 minute drive over. Anyway, so she's sleeping the whole time. We get there. We're trying to figure out, okay, what time is the dolphin show? What time is the manatee when they talk about things, that sort of stuff. So we're trying to figure out a little bit of a schedule there. We didn't know how much time we'd spend. Got to the manatee show. They started talking about them and Carly slept through all that. We got done with that show. We went down below because you could view the manatees around their pool. They had little windows that you could look in and watch them swim. Somewhere in there, Carly did finally wake up and she loved the manatees. She looked at them and looked at them and we've got videos, pictures. She loved those things.
Hi. She'd say, hi.
Oh, yes.
And wave at them through the window. So cute.
And then all of a sudden it started getting to be time. We started walking through a couple of those exhibits and granted, a lot of that was shaded. It had a lot of shade, thankfully, because if it didn't, oh Lord, I don't think we would have spent hardly any time there. But we're like, hey, we're going to start heading over to the dolphin show. It's going to start in like 15 minutes. And so as we're walking, the dolphin show is clear on the other side of the golf area of where the manatees were. It's like the furthest exhibit out there. And so we take off, we're walking over there, kind of looking at stuff, taking it leisurely. And all of a sudden over the loudspeakers, they're like, yeah, all the seating to the dolphin show has been taken up, but you can, there is standing room yet. And we're like, really? Mm-hmm. Why did we not know that?
Yeah.
Number two, why did the lady not say, hey, the dolphin show is starting in about an hour. You might be there at least 30 minutes early. That way, maybe you got a seat.
Well, yeah. And we didn't think about that. But then we also, we can't sit with a toddler for 30 minutes waiting either. So it's like, what do? Do we try to go there early and get seats and then have to sit there and we're like, oh my gosh, let's get going. Or do we just wait and try to get standing room?
And she just woke up. So she's wanting to run.
Yes.
And we've been to a petting zoo where you're waiting on the cheetahs to do the run thing for a half an hour or even 10, 15 minutes. She's wanting to go do something.
Yeah, she can't wait.
So anyway, we walk over there. We were clear on the backside. Couldn't really see them a whole lot. We could see them doing tricks. It was not enough to interest Carly. And I kind of do feel bad about that a little bit. But you know what? She was playing, picking up mulch, throwing it different places.
Yeah, she had no idea.
She was just doing kid things.
Yeah.
Which was fine. And finally, we did take her up there just a little bit, kind of towards the end of the show. And she did see them. There was a big window there where the dolphins would swim by and she'd get up there close to it and kind of look at it. So it wasn't a complete waste, but the show itself, I mean, if you got older kids and you're ever interested in that area, go to that golfarium and see that dolphin show. It was actually really good. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, it was good. I liked it. And I'm glad that we did move up a little bit towards the end so she could see them a little bit more because we did have to hold her up and we're right in the middle of the sun. There's no shade right there. So we didn't want to stay there forever. We'd have to point it out to her and she'd look and wow, woo. She'd clap and she liked it. So it was definitely worth going to.
And then probably the other big thing that we went and did was we went on a dolphin cruise. And this was one, it was early in the morning. I think we left there at 9:30, I think is when it was supposed to, 9 or 9:30, I thought.
I think that was loading time and I think it started at 10.
Started at 10. But anyway, so we went a little bit early. And we had never been down to the Destin Harbor before. We're like, oh, there's got to be a couple things to see and look at down there. There ain't jack down there for us and little kids. Especially that early in the morning, there wasn't anything. It's just boats.
The big chair from Margaritaville.
did get pictures at a big chair that were really nice and that sort of stuff. That was about the only, we went and spent some time at a gift shop and looked around. It was a little cooler. I mean, it's hot down there. It was 9 o'clock when we got there. It was hot. You were sweating. Granted, there's shade. Don't get me wrong, but just no wind at all. And so anyway, we wait, they start boarding. We board onto the boat and we're like, okay, now we're kind of on a boat. There was a little bit of breeze, not a lot. And so we're like, all right, hey, at least when we're moving in the water, we'll get a little bit of breeze generated from moving. And Carly was already wanting to run around. She did not want to sit on the boat. She wanted to run around on the boat. Well, a boat rocks with the water. Carly's not that good a walker yet. And she kind of just walks around like she's already on a boat without being on a boat. So you can imagine what that's going to be like being on a boat. And everything's hard on a boat. It's all fiberglass and metal. So she falls down. It's not like there's a cushion or anything like that to land on. It's hard and slick. It's also slick. You know, the fiberglass is painted and it's slick. So that was really good. We ended up breaking out Miss Rachel just a little bit while we were sitting there.
We did. We had to wait longer than I had expected to get going. And she was fussing and she was wanting down and we're tired and we're hot. We just want to sit down for a minute. So I did. I was like, whatever. You can watch Miss Rachel for 5 minutes. I don't care. Take a chill pill a little bit. You know, we felt bad that we couldn't let her go, but that helped kill a little time.
Yeah. And this was kind of that about that fourth day, third day where she was needing a nap at about 10 o'clock. And we hadn't figured that out yet. This was kind of that day that we were figuring that out. Actually, no, it was the day after because she started acting the same way about the same time. We're like, there's getting to be a method to this. You know, we're starting to see a pattern. But we had no idea. And so it was a little rough trying to get her corralled around. And she had no interest because the boat goes slow. And she didn't like looking at shops. She didn't really like looking at waves. The overall cruise, just for me, aside from all of Carly's stuff, it was a good cruise. I liked it. It was worth it. We got to go see dolphins that would jump out of the water and they would, you know, surface and swim around. You could see them pretty well and they did a good job of calling out and Carly did see them. But once again, they would, unless they were like right up next to the boat and they would stay there, it was just not enough to hold her interest at all.
Well, and she'd miss them too. I mean, we try to show her if we could see one coming up. She did see some, but she's looking somewhere else. And by the time you get her to her attention, they're gone. One thing when I was booking this trip was there's a lot of dolphin cruises that are like 2 to 3+ hours. And I was like, there's no way that we can do this with a toddler. So I think that I picked the one that was the least amount of time. And I think it was an hour. It was supposed to be an hour cruise, but it was ended up being longer than that we were on the boat. That was enough time for her. I'm glad we didn't do a longer one because that would not have been good.
Yeah, it was probably about an hour and a half, probably at least somewhere in there. So like we said, it was hot and Jordan doesn't do well with heat. As we've mentioned before, Carly's getting hot. I mean, I'm fine, but we're like, okay, we're just going to go inside because she couldn't run along the outsides of the boat. There was a decent amount of people there. And so we're like, there was an inside part that they had little TVs up there that would show some dolphins and stuff. They just had like a program playing and it was also AC'd. So if you were hot, you could go in there and cool off. So we're like, we're going to go in there. We're going to cool off. And we probably spent a quarter of the time in there. It was mainly on the way back is when we just started to do that. Cause we were out there for an hour on the boat. She kind of ran around and played. We let her down and kind of gave her a little area to play in and that sort of stuff. And then finally we got done and went off the boat and Carly fell down. Yeah, because we had to get a Band-Aid, remember?
Yes.
She fell down on the boat right towards the end of it, I think. And she had been battling this sore on her knee because anytime she fell, that knee would get split open. And then it'd scab over, and then it gets split open again. And then the scab would kind of heal and come off, and then it gets split open again. Got split open 2 or 3 times on that vacation, easily.
And that's why we were a little bit more hesitant waiting to get on the boat to let her down and walk, because she wasn't that great of a walker yet, and she'd fall down, busted open again, and we've been trying to heal this same spot for weeks, it felt like. So yeah, I remember she busted open right when we were leaving. We're all hot. We're tired. I think it was lunchtime. Yeah, it was lunchtime. We needed to find something to eat. And I was glad to get off that boat. I liked the trip, but I was ready to just sit in the car for a little bit and let her fall asleep on the way back. Just relax.
Yep, she definitely needed a nap. And that was actually, we kind of did this in a backward way, but we did go to the Gulfarium later that day. We went and we ate, and then we went over to the Gulfarium that same day. So she got to sleep, you know, about an hour over there and at that Gulfarium. So we should have probably put that in different order, but that's okay. One of the other things that, you know, we had kind of were trying to guess how it was going to go is meals. And honestly, meals wasn't too bad for Carly from an eating standpoint. There was kid meals at every spot that we did eat, and we ate at a couple local spots. The one time we did get fast food for, I think it was a lunch. We got some fast food the one time, but other than that, we had sit down eating spots.
Well, and it's such a touristy area that every single place, like you said, had kid-friendly options too. So it wasn't really that big of a deal. I mean, Carly loves French fries, chicken strips, and mac and cheese. So that's honestly what she ate for most of the trip.
Yeah, and we tried to mix in, you know, because she's a mac and cheese girl. She's kind of like me. Maybe not always fruit and vegetables go in there as much as they should. But we tried to mix those in. We had some apple sauces that we bought when we got there. Like Jordan said, we went to Walmart and we got some supplies for the condo, some snacks and some things for Carly. And so we had some applesauce. We had some fruit bars that she loved. We had never even had her try those, and we buy them yet today because she loves those fruit bars. And so we'd try to offer those as a fruit or a vegetable and when she's eating her other stuff. But overall, that part was good. The part that we weren't really planning on, we had to time it right or we were going to be SOL. And we timed it right all the times except one. And it only took one time for us to be a little late. And we're like, yeah, we're not doing that again.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it was due, she woke up later on a nap. And we decided to go to the pool real quick before the rain came in. That way we did something before going and eating. And we were late. And so what I mean by late is there's a point in time where everybody comes back from the beach. And they're getting ready and they go out to eat. It's just kind of a time frame of about an hour to 2 hours there. You need to be on the front side of that if you got a kid. You got to go to supper and lunch just a little bit early to get those spots. Otherwise, like what happened to us is you're like, hey, what's the wait time? Yeah, it's going to be 2 hours. That's like 8 o'clock then, Florida time, which would be 9 o'clock. That's Carly's bedtime. It's like, that's not going to work. And then so you go to the next place. That one's going to be 2 hours. Oh, my word. Just to wait. That's not even to eat. It'll take you an hour to eat and get your food. So we really had to time that out. That was one thing I was not expecting.
No, I mean, it makes sense. We should have known better. But like you said, it only took one time for us to be like, nope, that's not happening again. We're going to make sure that we're leaving our condo at this time so we can go and eat. And I'm like, I don't care if I eat early enough and I have to have some popcorn before I go to bed. I will do it because she can't wait that long. And when she's hungry, she's hungry. So I always have a little thing of snacks in my purse too. So we could hand her those out while we're waiting. And one of the restaurants had a nice size gift shop that she could walk around and roam around. And that was helpful. I think one of the times where we were waiting, we had the little pagers and we went to another store that was, you know, just up the street for a little bit to kill some time. But yeah, we won't do that again on our next vacation.
Yeah, because the time that we did miss, we had to go back to the condo place and they had a little bar and grill deal. And the pizza looked really good, but it looked way better than what it was. It was not very good. And Carly didn't eat it very well. And yeah, that just was... That was not a good night, but like I said, we learned that lesson pretty quick. And after that, all the meals were great. They were all good. So that's just one thing to think about on vacations is try to beat that rush, because if not, you're going to be waiting quite a while if you can. We got done with Florida. We're flying back home. Honestly, there really wasn't much difference flying back home. We had the same strategy. We left really early in the morning on that one. I think it was like an 8 o'clock flight.
I know it was a 7 o'clock flight. We woke up at like 3, I think.
Can't remember if Carly did sleep on the way.
No. I was hoping that I'm like, she for sure will sleep on this trip, waking up at 3 or 4 o'clock to go. Nope. By the time that we had to wake her up to leave our condo and get everything out and get to check out from the condo, go pack everything up in the car, she was up. Like, she wasn't going back to sleep.
Yeah, and so there really wasn't, it was kind of the same way of what we talked about in the beginning. Jordan fed her again, ran around the airport, got on the plane, got in the air, nursed her, fell asleep. Plane wasn't packed again, thankfully. Again, we lucked out twice there. And got back to Kansas, and she did sleep a little bit on the car ride home. It was that part of it was pretty much the same. One thing we do want to point out is we're going to give out a gold star to a particular item that made this vacation a lot better than what it could have been. I feel like it eased everything, and that was our Wonderfold wagon that we had bought. And we're going to have a whole episode on this down the road. It's on the list. We haven't made it yet, but we did want to point that out of how much that did help carry stuff. So when we talk about 10-minute walk to the beach, we put all the stuff in the wagon. Carly stood in the wagon, did kind of whatever. We rolled. It was great for that. Carrying it around on the beach or like moving it around on the beach, that's a 2-man job. So just be ready to pull that through that sand. You need a person up front to pull, and you need a pusher behind to push. Maybe if you don't pack it as heavy, not as bad, but definitely a 2-man job. Also, going to the airport, throw all your luggage in. I mean, Carly had just a little tiny spot she could stand because she likes standing at the front of it for some reason. She just had a little spot she could stand. We threw all the luggage on it. Now, you do go in and out of elevators. Not going to really work with escalators as much, as easily, should I say. But that thing made our lives a whole lot better. Now, we didn't ever take it to the Gulfarium or anything like that, even to the pool. We'd pack everything up, put it in that wagon, take the elevator down to the bottom, wheel it out to the pool, leave it there. It really was awesome.
Yeah, we didn't have to carry her a lot because she likes to ride in it. So we'll just push her around in that, and it's not like a stroller where she has to sit. She, like you said, she loves to stand in it. So she'd stand at the front and she was happy as can be, just getting pushed around wherever we needed to go. And she had space to where I didn't have to chase a toddler around everywhere. I just put her in the wagon for a little bit to get where we needed to go. And it definitely was a game changer and made the whole experience even better.
Yeah. And it's nice because it counts as a stroller. So, you know, those are generally free on airlines. You don't really have to check those. So that was nice. We just gate checked it every single time and it was great. It really was. So with that, that's all we've got on Florida. I want to thank you for listening. We'll see you next week with the next episode. Thanks for listening. Thank you for listening to Parenting in Progress. If you like what you heard, and you're listening to us on YouTube, please go ahead, like, share, subscribe, drop a comment. If you're listening to us on other platforms, go ahead, give us a follow and a rating. We truly appreciate it. Thanks again, and we'll see you in the next one.